4 CBA Mobile. AB4 CBA KO4 CKK.
KK, KB4, CBA. Name is David. Recognize that call, but I can't remember your name.
This is Mark again.
I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. Your name one more time.
This is Mark. Sounds like you're in your truck and not your car this time.
My car in the background.
Yeah, sound like you were either taking off or passing somebody.
Well, on the way to Hampton Boulevard, and I just wanted to get up to speed. So it's kind of hard to talk and accelerate at the same time when I'm having to really get down on it.
Nope, completely understand. Just want to let you know, yesterday, me and you and two, three other folks were chatting back and forth, and I was just teasing you a little bit about y'all having the stone tablet for licenses.
I was teased on my license. I was a kid, and I hated it. Man, I tell you, I'd just give it right back. So, you know, especially the newbies that come on the frequency, we'll be nice to them the first time, but after that, you know, they're free game.
Right. Well, it's just nice to have a little bit of fun once in a while, and, you know, the door opened, so I just walked through it.
Yeah, if I leave the door wide open, you just take it and run with it, you know? And I do that a lot, so me and Steve, we pick on each other all the time. KN4 UV VWA, we're always picking on each other.
Right, well, that's what kind of got me taking that first step through the door. I heard you guys picking back and forth, and I know you went to school together and everything. So I was like, you know, I don't really know these guys, but let's have a little fun.
But, I mean, you know, I tell you, it beats the arguing about something. And Phil also, W4 NGU, me and Phil, Steve, were all in high school together.
Right, yeah, I heard you chatting with him yesterday, too. I'm like the, I guess, considered newbie that you were talking to yesterday is KO4X something, I think, or I don't recall the last part of this call sign. But, yeah, I heard you telling him that you guys all went to school together. That's pretty cool. It's nice to have friendships like that.
It was KO4HKX, and I'm here. It's Patrick.
That's right. It was Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Morning, gentlemen.
Oh, there he goes calling us names already.
Still getting to know you.
Doing all right, Patrick. You staying warm?
Yeah, I'm staying warm. I'm driving up to Asheville this morning to see my mom. She's in the hospital.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's going on there?
She's got congestive heart failure and things just aren't doing good. So she's been in and out of the hospital for the last 2 years fighting it.
That's one of the hardest things to beat and fight off. Especially as you get older, and you know, as I am a minister, and even though I was a music minister, I went to the hospital a lot. So I probably saw thousands of people, you know, through the years, through the 40 years of ministry, and you know, so you just see all kinds of things. But on the lighter side, I've also seen God work miracles. I had went and saw a lady in ICU, and doctors were standing there with the family saying, you might as well make final arrangements, and because she'll be, you know, dead in 2 or 3 hours. And I went to see her the next day, and she was in a room sitting up eating a meal and talking, and she lived several more years.
In our hands, God's in control of this thing.
That right. You got that right. Patrick, I apologize for not being able to remember your calling name, brother. I'm like you. I'm still trying to learn how to do all of this. But, David, going back to you for just a second, you said you're in the ministry, and I don't remember if I asked you this before, but didn't you tell me that you knew one of the chaplains with Greenville County Sheriff's Office?
Benny Durham. Benny and I have been friends for years. We're not, like, you know, close buds or anything, but Benny was in the ministry also for years, and he pastored up at his last pastorate was at First Baptist Travis Rest, and First Baptist Marietta, or it's Marietta First Baptist, I think it's the way it's, anyway. And he was there for years, and people just loved him, and he's a great guy. I tell you, I've just never met a finer man. And and now he was a chaplain. He started off as a chaplain, but he went to through the training, and now he's a full-fledged sheriff's deputy, and that's what he does for a living now.
Yes, sir. I was talking to him the other day. He was in my office, because that's where I work as well. And I was trying to remember everything about you, and I told him your name, and he's like, he could not recall. Told him everything I could think of, but he couldn't recall.
It's okay. I mean, Benny is, he knows probably 10 times more people than I do, which is a lot, because I know a lot of people. And, you know, when you know that many, and I haven't been around Benny, I haven't seen him or to talk to him in a while now. I went to what was that ceremony? I went to a ceremony at the LEC about a year or so ago, and I saw him. But I never got to talk to him because there were just so many people there, and he was busy talking to some, you know, higher ups, and I'm just a little peon, you know. I just wanted to attend because my father-in-law was a captain of detectives for the city, and he was with the city for police for 33 years, so I think this was a I'll be honest with you, I just can't remember what the ceremony was, but anyway, I was there and I got to see him. I just didn't get to talk to him.
But I've got Benny in my other ear right now on a wireless headset. Tell me your call one more time.
I tell you, like I said, He's a fine man, and I just think the world of him. And you tell him that I am now the upstate regional sponsor of the Adopt a Cop prayer ministry for the South Carolina Highway Patrol.
Pretty good, good. Well, I'm glad I got to hook you guys back up. I'll let you go back and talk to Patrick some more. Give us some words of wisdom.
You had some this morning. I could sure use some encouragement.
Hear this. Do you know who Babe Ruth is?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, Babe Ruth, he's known for hitting over, I've heard, 722, and I've heard 800 and something home runs. I'm not sure, but somewhere in that ballpark, no pun intended, he had that many home runs, but very few people know that he struck out 1,332 times. So failure is a part of succeeding. In fact, you will fail more than you succeed. If you bat 300, you're considered an excellent batter, and that's just seven. That means you failed seven times to hit the ball, and you only hit three times. So, in basketball, if you hit 50% of your shots, you're considered very good at basketball. So, that's what most of the big names do, about 50%. So, failure is just a part of life. So, when you fail, just don't give up.
Give up. You always keep trying. It's just some days you need a little push.
Well, in my life, God was always there to just kind of nudge me along, and I never had to ask for it. I mean, I asked for his wisdom a lot in situations, but if I needed a little nudge, he knew it, and somehow he would cause something to happen that I could see his hand in, and I knew that he was telling me to keep on doing what I was doing because I was, doing the right thing. So, and that's a real encouraging feeling to be, to get a nudge from the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. So, nothing better.
Hop off here. I got a phone call coming in. So, 73 to you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm parking, so I'll see you later. I enjoy the QSO. 73's KB4CBA.
Great hearing and talking to both of you. It's KO4CKK. I'm clear as well.
Leave you out of there. Okay, well, you take care and have a good day, and I'm going to see if I can hit this tennis ball.